Senate candidates Kyrsten Sinema and Martha McSally sat down with the Arizona Republic's editorial board yesterday. It was their first meeting since their fiery debate on Monday night. So how did it go? Joanna Allhands is the opinions digital editor at the Arizona Republic, and she joins us. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us. So let's start with the tone of the room. This was a tough debate, I would say. It was a little bit contentious. And tell us about how the candidates appeared and how they addressed one another.
It was really interesting in our meeting with them because, while there were, you know, some attacks, there were some fiery stuff, mostly, I would say, probably on the point of McSally. It was really more like there was a real elephant in the room and sort of this weird discomfort, especially with Kyrsten Sinema. It was really interesting where we had sort of a line of questioning where people were talking about foreign policy. I know that was one of the things that Martha McSally said in the debate that she was not able to do. And so it was something that came up in one of the lines of questioning. And so we're talking about Afghanistan and Iraq and just, you know, things that really are not, there was not a lot of accusatory language happening. It was just like, tell us, you know, where you stand, where are you on continuing these wars? And it was interesting because Sinema was sort of moving her body away from McSally, turning away from her. And I was sitting directly across from her and was seeing how she was sort of, you know, grasping her hands and sort of looking down. And somebody had commented, it was almost as if she had gotten some bad news before she came into the meeting and just was really uncomfortable. And it was weird because that is so not the character of Kyrsten Sinema, the person, not the candidate, not what we've seen in the election, but just what we've seen of her in years past as she's run in other offices.
Yeah.
She's usually this bubbly person with this, you know, she's just sunshine, you know, in a bottle.
Yeah.
She comes in and she's usually really ebullient. And that was not her. And that was very odd.
Huh. So I want to ask you about one of the things that came up here. So in the first debate on Monday night, McSally at the very end said that Kyrsten Sinema had committed treason, right? And this made headlines nationally and around the world. And she doubled down on this, it sounds like. What did she say?
Yeah, so that was a question that we asked, is just, do you really think, you know, that this is treasonous? And yeah, McSally was saying that, you know, this is personal to me, that, you know, I served in the military and, you know, I was in Afghanistan. And to say that someone would go and, you know, fight for the Taliban like that, that's an affront to her. It's something she said is really personal. And Kyrsten Sinema responded and said, you know, things are personal for me too. I have, you know, two brothers that serve here, and, you know, I am very supportive of the military. And, you know, it was this weird back and forth, it was just weird how it came across. Yeah. You know, there was probably ample times, I think, for Kyrsten Sinema to just say, you know, and she did actually say this, that there, you know, this interview was a long time ago. She went on the program. There, you know, she had agreed to talk about some things, and it sort of went off into a different way. And she was trying to get the conversation, she says, back to where she wanted it to be. And so, you know, she was just trying to say, like, yeah, whatever. Like, okay, if you want to join the Taliban, like, okay. You know, it was more an aside kind of thing, to which McSally said, well, how could that be an aside? This is not something you joke with. And then it was, I mean, you could just see where this was going politically. Personally, I think, you know what? Honestly, if I was in that position and I was, well, one, I mean, we should have learned from Sacha Baron Cohen that you probably should never do interviews with people that are going to go off the cuff and do weird things and ask you questions like, what, you know? But I don't know. I think it's a very Gen X answer to be like, okay, whatever. Yeah, if you want to go join the Taliban, okay, fine. You know,
so let me ask you quickly before we have to let you go. When will the Republic's editorial board announce its endorsement in this race? Are we looking at that soon?
Well, we're hoping to get that out soon. We are still in discussions. This is a hard one. It's really a hard one for us because, and I think this is probably the thing that has been lost in so many debates is that we really do have two quality candidates here. I mean, Arizona is going to be served well, regardless of who ends up getting, you know, the nod here from voters. And so it's a hard one. We're really still talking about it, but it should be soon.
Okay. That's Joanna, all hands with the Arizona Republic. Joanna, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thanks.